This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm so excited you've been listening. I know that lots of people out there have been checking out this new podcast, and I've heard good things. So I just want to say it's such a joy for me to be working on this, touching base with old friends and sharing some of the comedy that's kept me moving and shaking all these many years. I got something kind of different for you this week. I'm calling it my cornucopia of comedy. It is going to be a little bit of everything. I've got four terrific comics all doing short sets. We got people like Tom McTeague, David Crow, Robert Aguayo, and very funny Steve Smith doing sets that I think you'll enjoy. These short sets will be broken up by some of the radio stuff that we did back in the 80s, an old commercial here and there, a couple phone interviews or marketing spots. Overall, it'll be about 30 minutes of entertainment, and I think you're going to enjoy this variety, a cornucopia, word points, of comedy. All right, let's jump into this week's show. I am so excited. I'm going to kind of start things off with generic commercial. This is a promo spot that my partner and I did for radio back in the 80s. I think it's kind of fun. It's kind of different and entertaining. It gives you an idea of what marketing and advertising was like for a comedy club. So enjoy this short comedy spot for radio.
Woe is me, stuck in an office all day, four walls, a lot of paper, no life, no future, I need help.
No, you need a night out at Laughs Unlimited, Sacramento's comedy club, featuring great comics from Hollywood and television.
Are they funny?
Hey, the best in the biz, you'll laugh your head off.
Is that a good thing? I need my head, you know.
Well, of course it is. Laughs Unlimited features three great comics Tuesday through Sunday, comedy that's clever, fun, and even clean.
You mean they're not going to say pinky?
No, probably not. Plus, there's no drink minimum.
Good.
And no smoking nights on Thursdays.
Double good.
So drop into Laughs Unlimited tonight.
I think I will.
And enjoy the great drink, food, and fun at Laughs Unlimited.
You forgot to tell them about the two locations.
Oh, yeah. Laughs Unlimited, Sacramento's comedy clubs at both Citrus Heights and Old Sacramento.
And tell them about the free child care.
That's right. There's free child care at Citrus Heights location Tuesday through Saturday.
Gee, that's nice.
Well, I don't actually remember making that, but it was sure fun to listen to. And working with my partner, Bob Stobener, we had a lot of fun doing lots of creative things from radio to TV, albums, concerts, you name it. And this was just a small sample of some of the fun things we did. It's time to jump into some stand-up comedy. Our first headliner today, and I should mention these are all headliners, is a very funny guy. He's originally out of Seattle. He now lives and works out of Los Angeles, where he is considered a clean and sober comic. After many years of dealing with alcohol and drugs, he became a strong advocate for AA and NA and has continued over the last 20 years doing specialty shows for clean and sober audiences. But much more than that, he's a really good actor. You may have seen him get killed in Nightmare of Elm Street, number 2. He also was in Slaughterhouse Rock, and he was in the movie Nice Guys. So not only a terrific comic, but a bit of an actor. Sit back and enjoy a great little comedy set from Steve Smith.
I'm a bachelor again, which is good. Yeah, I was living with somebody for a long time. My parents. I thought they'd never leave. I did. I just kept putting up little clippings of the Menendez brothers' trial in the refrigerator. I have the house. I used to bug my old man when he drove the car. I was a little terror in the backseat, you know. I think all dads say this to their kids in the backseat. If you're a dad, you probably say this to your kid, or your dad said this to you. This is dad law. All dads say this when they drive. Hey! Don't make me come back there. Remember that? In England? Hey! Don't make me come back. Wouldn't it be great if we knew then what we know now? Wouldn't it just once to go,
come on. Come on, you big fat bastard, come on. Don't make me come up there.
Wouldn't that freak you out? Wouldn't that freak you out if your kid threw a haymaker over the backseat?
Bring it, fat man.
That's your boy back there.
Does Bill Clinton seem like the president? Or does he just seem like this guy taking care of the White House till the real president shows up? I voted for him, too. I almost voted Perot. Anybody vote Perot? No. Did you? My mom did, too. I almost voted Perot. I just didn't think America was ready for a Keebler elf as president. Here's the deal. 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 Want a cookie? Want a cookie? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm rich. I'm short and I'm nuts. That's the deal right there. I have this theory that the last five presidents of the United States have actually been cartoons. I think they've been part of the Seven Dwarfs. I can prove it. There was Carter. Happy. There was Ford. Dopey. Nixon would be Doc, because he could do amazing things with tape. Stay with me, people. Reagan would be? Sleepy. Sleepy, yes. He used to fall asleep at meetings. This was our president, ladies and gentlemen, President Reagan. Well, just say no. Can I have some more Prozac, mommy? And Bush would be this little known dwarf. Bush would be pukey. There's a bright spot in American history, wasn't it? We send the most powerful man in the world, the leader of the free nation, to Japan to help us with our trade. Yeah, and he blows chunks on a guy. Oh, the poor Japanese guys. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, he blew chunk on me. Oh, my God, you blew chunk on me. Oh, yeah, we want to buy your car now, yeah. I can't believe you blew chunk on me. We like last president, he just fall asleep. He no blow chunk. What's up with that chunk? Remember this? About the same time, this one Japanese man got on Japanese television and insulted America, insulted Americans. Remember this? He apologized for this later. But this one Japanese man goes, Americans are lousy workers and Americans are lazy. You know what I say to that?
So? Bingo, you got us.
Who wants to work 18 hours a day? I don't want to work 18 hours a day. Hey, you make my VCR? Well, I'll watch it.
Just could you come over and show me how to hook it up?
I was watching that guy on TV. When I saw that guy say Americans are lousy workers and Americans are lazy, man, I almost got out of bed and turned the channel. But I have a remote control. Well, I'm a bachelor, like I said, and one of the things I hate is grocery shopping. Oh, God, I hate it. Ladies, I don't know if you like grocery shopping better than men, but you're better at it. You take lists, you're precise, you get everything. Men, we walk in a grocery store,
beer, toilet paper, done.
Except we get in trouble for that, don't we, guys? Because we come home. Did you get everything? You just got beer and toilet paper, didn't you?
We needed it. You're gonna make me go back.
That's right, you're going back. And here's a list. You get everything on this list.
Okay.
And here's some coupons. No! We'll take the list, but no coupon. Ever seen a guy in a grocery store with a list? Oh, are we the Lost Boys? The guy could be under a neon sign that says rice. The guy's going, do you know where the rice is? Have you seen the rice? Hey, I'm a postal worker. Don't mess with me.
Steve Smith is a very, very funny comic. Not only done a lot of acting, but was a regular at Laughs Unlimited and is continuing his success in comedy, doing his clean and sober comedy sets around the globe. So I know you enjoyed that. All right, now to break things up, I've got an early morning radio interview. It was heard on KGNR Radio here in Sacramento and features an early morning wake-up call to none other than baby man Bruce Baum. If you don't know Bruce Baum, he is one of the favorite regulars at Laughs. Bruce was a prop comic that had been very successful and still entertains all over the country. But this early morning radio spot will give you an idea of what it was like for a headliner being woke up early to do radio to promote the show. So take it away, KGNR.
Bruce Baum doesn't exactly sound like the name that a comedian would like to live with, but Bruce Baum does. He lives with that name. And you can have the opportunity of seeing Bruce in action at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento. And hey, if you go tomorrow night, that's Thursday night, you can get in at a reduced rate just by mentioning KGNR. And to find out what we can look forward to when we see the show, I'm going to talk with Bruce right now. Good morning, Bruce.
How you doing?
Hey, I understand you're a new father.
That's right. I got a baby.
Congratulations. Boy or girl?
It's a girl, and I'll tell you, so she's about 17 months now, so it's not brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But it's incredible watching them grow up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like right now she's got four teeth, and they're all on the top. And it's wonderful because we can use her in the garden as a rake.
Okay.
That's just until her bottom teeth come in. Then she's a hedge clipper.
Tremendous. How did you get into the business of comedy?
Well, I was going to school at Davis, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Up here, and I was going to go to law school. Yeah, matter of fact, when I decided to go into comedy, law schools across the nation applauded my decision.
Well, as a matter of fact, they could sort of use a little humor in the law right now.
Uh-huh.
Do you specialize in a particular type of humor, Bruce?
Well, I do a lot of physical stuff and a lot of props. I use a lot of props in my act also.
Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, I saw you. You recently co-hosted the Don Rickles special that was shown on HBO here.
Uh-huh.
What's Rickles like to work for?
He's really a very nice person. He's almost like the complete opposite of his stage persona when he's off stage.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's very, very funny, yeah, even when he's off stage. But he's a real nice person.
Yeah, quick mind, and not as crude a person as he appears in his act then.
No, yeah, it's just an act.
What would you say is the biggest achievement you've had as a comic throughout your career?
This is it.
That's it?
Talking on the radio.
Uh-huh. Marvelous.
No, I would say The Rickles thing was a lot was big. That and I did some shows with Kenny Loggins this year.
Mm-hmm.
Those actually they're all everything, you know, you gotta take everything as being exciting, otherwise it can get
jaded?
Boring. No, I would say probably the Rickles thing was the most exciting because it was shot in Vegas and I was working with someone like Don Rickles.
Yeah. When they shoot a show like that, Bruce, they do it all at one time or do they take it in stages and recut or what?
No, we shot that straight through.
Straight through.
That was what's on the HBO special. They cut a little bit because the show probably ran along, but,
yeah,
you know, that's how the audience saw it in Vegas.
That was a good show, and you were very funny. I really liked your routine. Which brings me to a point. Can you leave us today with a little touch of humor, keeping in mind, I want to hear your favorite joke, perhaps, keeping in mind that we are governed and regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, Bruce?
Well, because we're governed by the FCC, I can't tell you my favorite joke.
That's what I thought.
But I can tell you a joke.
All right.
This is true. This guy the other day walked into a sporting goods store.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to the guy, hey, I'm going hunting. I need some hunting dogs. So the guy gives him five of his best dogs. The guy leaves, comes back 5 hours later and says, hey, I need some more dogs. The guy, he said, what happened to the ones I gave you? He says, I already shot them.
All right. That's the kind of humor we could expect to hear, and probably not all that innocent, over at the Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento, right?
That's right.
Okay, Bruce. Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning. I'll bet you don't get up early every day, huh?
Well, I'm usually up till early, and then
get
up early.
Okay. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a good day and a good show tonight.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I did see that comedy special. That's why I was a little afraid.
But maybe you understood why.
Yes. A very, very funny man. Bruce Baum. And with a name like that, you've got to be good.
You can't be kidding, huh?
Hey, I want to remind you, we got a lot of pull around here. So if you go to Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento tomorrow night, you can get in at a reduced rate just by mentioning KGNR.
That sounds good.
Just toss it right off. Hi, KGNR.
And, all right.
And you get it at a reduced rate. KGNR News Times, 8:18.
You could tell Bruce was just thrilled to death to be woken up so early to do a radio spot. But those kind of things really help the club keep the crowds coming in. We always did a combination of marketing and advertising, including TV, radio, billboards, print, flyers, you name it, anything to get butts in the seats, because that's how we kept things going. Right now, we're going to go to another headliner. You've heard him on a couple of the earlier podcasts. He's a very talented comic musician out of Venice Beach, California. He is still producing music, but we think of him as one of the funniest guys when it comes to musical comedy. Here's some music by Robert Aguayo.
All right.
Darling, it's so wonderful being out here with you. Everything is magical, it's like a dream come true. Tonight will be our first time, we'll make love until the dawn. But first I have some questions, this won't take too long. Have you had a blood test recently? I'll need to see the lab report and two forms of ID. Then I'll need a detailed list of everyone you've ever kissed and a set of references that list your sexual preferences. We'll put our body condoms on and our rubber gloves. Welcome to the 80s way of love.
Just for you guys.
It's not that I don't trust you, dear. Let's not make mistakes. Just like a Russian roulette game, one is all it takes. I'm sure you're pure and innocent, just the way you claim. But how come at the concert, the road crew screamed your name? Have you had a blood test recently? I'll need to see the lab report and two forms of ID. Then I'll need a detailed list of everyone you've ever kissed and a set of references that list your sexual preferences. We'll put our body condoms on and our rubber gloves. Welcome to the 80s way of love. I said welcome to the 80s way of love.
Wow, Robert really knows how to put together some music. We hope you enjoyed that. Hey, we're going to jump into some straight stand-up comedy. This next headliner is a very special treat to share with you. He's originally out of Seattle, and he's one of the few entertainers in comedy who has won both the Seattle and the San Francisco comedy competitions. So these are national competitions because comics came from all over the country to participate. And to be able to win both Seattle and San Francisco is a real tip of the hat to David Crow. And David was a regular at Laughs Unlimited, and I've used him since for some of the fundraising concerts I've put off. And you may have also heard David on the nationally known Bob and Tom Morning Show. He has performed all over the country, and I think you'll enjoy his set. So sit back and enjoy a comedy set from headliner David Crow.
Let's face it, lawmakers, they sometimes have these laws that just are so meddling, don't you think? Best case I've ever seen in the state of Georgia, honest to God, oral sex is illegal. She's going, I know that. I live there and often broke the law. You know, that's not the weird... You know what the weird part about that is? Because that's a law, means that had to be debated on the floor of the Georgia State Legislature. I don't want to sound like a pervert, but I would have bought tickets to that event. Well, Senator, may I call your attention to Article 2, Section 3 of the Anti-Fellatio Statute? Well, it says no gentleman shall ever receive oral stimulation of his genitalia. Now, I'm fully aware of the heinous nature of this crime, Senator. But say a gentleman was to injure his genitalia. Do you mean to prohibit his wife from kissing it better?
Uh,
No, Senator, that is not the intent of the law. If I could direct all your attention to the video monitor here, we have a reenactment of the crime taking place. I would like to point out the rather turgid nature of the genitalia and the young lady rather overzealously stimulating the penis. She doing a lot more than just kissing it better. Unless he been hurt something god awful. I swear she looked like she trying to cure cancer there.
Senator, I don't think it's appropriate to show this kind of video at the legislature. May I request a copy for myself to view in my own time?
Yeah, Senator, I request we all get copies of that there video. In fact, I'd like to start a filibuster with the video right now.
Remember that one weird guy from one of the real, like, remote areas?
Does it matter if a dog licks your dick?
I mean, just if you spill some gravy on it or something, you know. Forget it.
I got to tell you, David always comes from a different angle and is a very funny guy. And if you ever get a chance to see him live, make sure you do that. One of the best in the business. Hey, I wanted to break things up now. We have a radio promo spot that was put together for us to promote one of the early appearances by Gary Shandling at the club. It doesn't include anything direct from Gary, other than a couple excerpts from his sets. But it's a very funny promo and gives you an idea of the kind of advertising and marketing we did to get butts in the seats. This was to promote a week of Gary Shandling at Laughs Unlimited. Sit back and enjoy this short radio promo.
Hey, for a good time, come on over to Laughs Unlimited. A fella who just appeared on The Tonight Show is headlining Thursday through Sunday, Gary Shandling.
And who are these guys with compasses on the dashboards of their car? Have you seen? Where the hell are they going? Ecuador or what?
Also this week, Paula Poundstone from San Francisco. Doors open at 7, Tuesday through Sunday. Showtime is 8, Tuesday through Thursday, 8 and 10:30, Friday and Saturday nights. Call for reservations now. Laughs will rest Christmas week, but then, look out, you're invited for a fabulous New Year's Eve. Two shows, one at 7 p.m. for the Midnight in New York party, or come for the 10 p.m. show and share the fun when it's midnight here. The man who has no friends, Bob Saget, brings in the new year. Also, Jeremy Kramer from San Francisco and Chris McDermott from L.A.'s Comedy Store. New Year's Eve tickets must be picked up by December 19th, so call now for Laughs Unlimited reservations, 446-5905. And don't miss Gary Shandling this week.
He's so weird.
Hey, what'd you think of that? Not bad, huh? If you heard that on the radio, you might be driving down to the club right now. Of course, this was 40 years ago. But hey, eventually we'd get there. All right. We hope you enjoyed that. Well, now it's time for our next headliner. And this is somebody that is really special to me. His name's Tom McTeague. He is a very talented headliner. He's done numerous TV spots. One of the top headliners in the country. He's a regular in Las Vegas to this day. But you may recognize him. He was also on the TV show Baywatch as a regular back in 1989. He was also on Beverly Hills 90210. And later in 2014, he was in the movie Boyhood. Here he is, our next headliner, Tom McTeague.
Well, it's nice to be here. Played some golf today, which was fun. But it was kind of embarrassing because I'm not a very good golfer, but I hit kind of a long ball off the fifth tee, I guess, and I clipped the lady in the foursome in front of us. And I didn't kill her or nothing. So I had to club her to death with my four iron. Because you never want to take a wounded golfer home with you, because sometimes, you know, they come to in the back seat and they can really tear up your upholstery. I was hanging around up on Venice Beach not too long ago, and I was walking down the boardwalk up there, And these two guys passed me, and as they walked past, they made some rather disparaging remarks about Mexicans, which I thought was a little, you know, off base, you know, because there's a lot of Mexican influence and a lot of Mexicans around here because Mexico's like a block away. I mean, if you think about it, it's really too bad because the Mexicans as a people are a very, very proud race. They were originally Siberian. This is a long time ago. Then they migrated across the Siberian land bridge to Alaska, and it was just really cold. And they kept walking, and they got to Canada, and everybody was just real stupid. So then they kept walking and got to Washington, and it was raining. And then they got to Oregon, and they didn't want to hang around because everybody was pretty stoned. And then they got down here to California, kept walking and got here to California, and of course couldn't get on the golf courses here. And so they kept walking and got to, and eventually settled what we now know as Mexico. And it makes me awfully upset when I hear people say, you know, that Mexicans are lazy, because, you know, they're not lazy, they're tired. I'm a little tired myself. I mean, I'm not like Ethiopian tired, you know. I gotta wipe a fly off my nose if I had to. Tired people, right? Hey, Finbuck, you got a fly on your nose. I know, I'm just really tired. Give you a cheeseburger if you wipe it off there. I don't think so. I'm tired, though. Well, I'm tired. I just got a new bed. My first bed, actually. It's my first real bed. Not like real bed. I'm sleeping on pallets of straw. I've had a water bed before. Which are good beds. They're good beds for sleeping on. But they're not very good for making love, I don't think. Because my idea of the love act is real slam dunk and friction, you know. And with water beds, you know, you get the wave action going, you know, and then both parties just kind of in the same direction. Kind of becomes a nice, warm, wet place to put your penis for no apparent reason. I had silk sheets on my waterbed. And silk sheets, in my opinion, are a purchase that people only make once. You only buy silk sheets once. And I bought them for the same reason that most men buy silk sheets. I saw an ad in a men's magazine with a very voluptuous young lady and a very high-cut teddy here and a low-cut teddy there and the push-up big old cleavage down. And there was a caption underneath it all that said, "Nothing feels like silk." So I bought them. And they're right, when nothing feels like silk, but nothing feels like a headboard at 30 miles an hour either.
Tom was always one of the funniest guys and a regular at Laughs Unlimited. So great to get an opportunity to share his comedy along with the comedy of David Crow, Robert Aguayo, and Steve Smith. We hope that you had a good time enjoying this podcast. We have more coming out one each and every week. Be sure to listen, share, and if you go to our website, be sure to comment. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. visit a comedy showroom near you.